kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So, usapin na earthquake, niyanig ng 5.9 magnitude earthquake ang Victoria kahapon. Alam po natin yan. Bagamat malakas, walang naiulat na kamatayan o pinsala maliban sa mga danyo sa mga gusali. Ngunit nagbabala ang otoridad sa mga residente na maging handa sa posibleng mga aftershock. Narito ang ulat ni Esam Al-Ghalib na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Eksaktong alas 9:15 ng umaga kahapon, niyanig ng lindol ang isang bayan sa Mansfield, Victoria. Dahil sa paggalaw ng mga tectonic plates sa nakasentro ng 10 kilometers sa ilalim ng lupa, naitala ang pinakamalakas na earthquake ng estado. Hindi rin nakaligtas sa lindol ang Melbourne. Live na nakuna ng pangyayari sa ABC Breakfast TV.
Oh, I've never had an earthquake here before.
That's scary.
Tumagal ng 40 seconds ang lindol. Gumalaw ang isang 3-story building at natakot ang mga tao na baka bumagsak ito.
It's gonna collapse. Wow.
Stop, there might be another one.
Yeah, I know. Stay in the middle of the road, mate. I don't think so. Where did it? Oh, it's the top, man.
Yes.
Pati ang mga natutulog ay nagising. Ang lindol inakalang panaginip.
And I was waking up and my whole room was just like shaking. I thought it was a dream or something, and then everyone messaged me going, what the hell happened? It was just crazy. It all happened at once, yeah.
Inakala din ng isang lalaki na ang kanyang mga kapitbahay sa taas ng floor ang dahilan ng paggalaw ng gusali.
Well, I live just a couple of streets up from here and I was in my apartment and all of a sudden everything started to shake. And I wasn't sure. I thought the neighbors upstairs were doing a high intensity workout. And the TV was really moving. And I looked outside, and from my balcony, you could see the other buildings moving as well, and the power line shaking. And I thought it might have been something to do with the ground, but yeah, didn't know it was an earthquake.
Sa South Yarra, bahagyang nag-collapse ang gusali ng Betty's Burgers. Ayon sa managing director nito na si Troy McDonough, wala namang umanong nasaktan.
It's a bit surreal. I was probably not far away. We've got another restaurant opening in Elstonwick today, ironically, and we got a call and lots of social media starting to emerge, so we came down, and our main priority was that there was no one of our team were inside. They weren't rostered yet, so it was sort of an hour before opening. So the team were safe. That was the main priority. There was no one in the proximity of the building, so they were safe. There was no guests hurt. And now we just got to assess the building and wait until we get sort of access.
May mga danyos din sa gusali ng coal sa Wattle Street, Paran. Ayon sa seismologist na si Dr. Januka Atanayake, napakalakas ng nasabing pagyanig.
Yeah, this was a pretty interesting morning because we woke up to probably what is the most largest earthquake that we've experienced in this part of the country. Now, the preliminary estimates of the magnitude of this earthquake is at 5.8 and potentially 6 by different magnitude scales. And if that's the case, then this is the largest earthquake that we have experienced in the last possibly 200 years. But there is paleoseismic evidence suggesting that even larger earthquakes are possible, but we haven't actually felt in the last 200 years.
Naramdaman din ang mga tremors sa South Australia, Tasmania at New South Wales. Nilikas naman ang ilang gusali sa Newcastle north ng Sydney. Samantala, nasa Washington DC si Prime Minister Scott Morrison nang yumanig ang lindol sa Mansfield.
We have had no reports of serious injuries or worse, and that is very good news. It can be a very very disturbing event for an earthquake of this nature. They are very rare events in Australia, and as a result, I'm sure people would have been quite distressed and disturbed by that, particularly in the most immediate area affected. But the agencies at a state government level are there responding, and of course the federal government will provide the support that is necessary.
Bagamat walang nasaktan, iniulat ang mga danyos mula sa Metro Melbourne at Mansfield, habang nawala naman ng kuryente ang Beechworth Hospital. Inulat din ng SES na minor lang din ang structural damage sa bayan ng Mansfield, bagamat ito ang epicenter ng lindol. Nagpapasalamat ang alkalde ng Mansfield na si Mark Holcomb na walang seryosong pinsala mula sa lindol.
I've had feedback from in town that fly screens and that sort of thing were falling off windows. But no, certainly in my place that was not the case, fortunately. I feel very relieved that there's been little damage so far that we've been able to pick up on.
Babala ng otoridad na bagamat tapos na ang lindol, maging alerto pa rin ang mga tao. Ayon kay Commissioner Andrew Crisp ng Victoria Emergency Management, maaaring magkaroon pa ng aftershocks.
Geoscience Australia are reporting that there will be aftershocks, and we've already had a number of those already, and we're likely to see those for weeks and even months.
Ayan, nagkaroon din ng anim na aftershocks kahapon sa pagitan ng magnitude 2.4 at 4.1 at mga karagdagang tremor. Ayan, sakaling magkaroon muli ng lindol, again, payo po natin ang drop, cover, and hold.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.